Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and I tell you what, we have a special guest, Ron.
Yep.
And he has so many companies that he represents that I can't run through the list. You probably can though, Ron. Tell him a little bit.
Well, on the hook side, our parent company is the base of it. Started in 1959. It's True Turn Hooks. Everybody knows True Turn Hooks. Of course, we have Daiichi, we have X Point, Standout, Team Crappie, and Boss Cat Hooks as well. And of course, Roadrunners, Real Magic, Rod Floaters. You know, we got the Bucktail Pros, the Bucktails, the Slab Callers. We got a ton of stuff. I mean, we're like a little redneck General Motors.
There you go. And that's just in the hook side. And then
that's hooks and lures. I mean, that's the Roadrunners, you know, yep. The Roadrunners and the Real Magic and the Rod Floaters, Brush Grippers. So we got a lot of stuff.
Those Brush Grippers, I hate to interrupt you, but Brush Grippers, I wrote an article about those Brush Grippers.
Did you?
And still today, there people are like, hey, you got some of those Brush Grippers for sale? And I'm like, I don't sell anything on my website.
Well, send them to me.
And
I'll make it happen.
I'm like, yeah. And a while back, I'd run into him and said, oh, we got them. And I'm like, thank God.
Well, actually,
I'm sending them your way.
We have three colors now.
We have
an orange one.
Uh-huh.
We have the deep green, dark green.
Right.
And then we have the natural steel color. Now the most of the kayakers,
yep,
they're into the orange because they tip, yep, over and it's easy to find.
Uh-huh.
The duck hunters, goose hunters, they're all into the green.
Yep.
And then of course guys like cat fishermen and whatnot, that's definitely the silver.
Yeah.
So it works out very well for all of us.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's start with your lures because you did have some that came out.
Yeah,
during the COVID year, and mm-hmm. So maybe some of y'all missed that as
right.
It came out.
Right. Well, we got them on our website. The first one that we came out with was the Trout Runner.
Uh-huh.
It uses a Bobby Garland Itty Bit Swimmer. It's a little inch and a half bait on a very small Roadrunner head, 32nd and 16th ounce, and it has a number 8 hook and a number 6 hook. That's not the standard that a Roadrunner normally has.
Right.
We dropped them very, very, very small. And you talk about action, that tail. I mean, just like we were talking about in the seminar a while ago, you hold it, the tail just continuously moves.
Wow.
And it's like a swim bait. It's just a long stretch of plastic with a knob on the end of it. And it's caught so many trout, it's unreal.
What have you heard, like, from Tanny Como? People been using it at Tanny Como? Have you got some feedback?
Because
they've been catching some monster trout there.
Well, one of the places that it's been used at a lot is actually the Nantahala up in North Carolina.
Wow.
And you just drive up, you park, you cast, catch some trout. You're done in that hole. You go down to the next pool.
Awesome.
Catch. I mean, it's a wonderful bait.
Real quick, if you were to rig up a pole, what kind of pole would you rig up and what size line?
Well, for this particular bait, 6 foot, 6.5, probably a medium light to a light, and 4 and 6 pound line is perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good combination.
Yeah.
So perfect. What else do you have?
Well, we have the Team Crappie. Team Crappie has the, of course, the cam action hook, progressive cam action hooks.
Uh-huh.
And of course we have the slab dragger. It's got a button tail. And of course it has the ribs on the bottom that puts out a lot of sound and vibration that fish love.
Okay.
And, we have the, slab collar, which is just a round ball jig.
Right.
But it has triple wrap chenille that you can use as a scent holder.
I gotcha.
Okay. And then we also have the, Crappie Tamer. It's a tube, solid body tube with rings around it. And it traps air when you cast it. And when it hits the water, those bubbles emit from those rings. It looks natural and realistic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really sexy. It's really nice.
What else you have?
Well, we also have the Boss Cat. Boss Cat is a brand that is all Daiichi hooks.
Right.
So in the Daiichi world, you have obviously offset and non-offset hooks.
Okay.
In the catfish world, they really like the offset hooks. So everything in Boss Cat is slightly offset because of that big mouth that they have that they got to be able to connect into. And it works perfect for them. It's just a slight offset. It's not a totally inline.
Right.
It's not way off curved or curved out. It's just very
slight.
So
is that a self-setting hook?
Well, the circle hooks are.
Right.
But with J-hooks, you still got to set the hook. But okay. It's an easier set because of that slight offset on it.
All right.
Really good.
And
really
we saw good. A couple of examples, and they were, you had one laying there at the table.
Yes.
And I was like, I just want to catch fish that need this hook. I don't care what I'm catching.
Exactly.
As long as I'm using this hook, and I'll be fishing with you or something. If we can use that big hook, I'll come back fishing with you.
Well, in the Daiichi world last year, we also came up with one. It's called heavy metal. And this is only a 14, 16, and 18 alt hook.
Wow.
But the wire diameter is like a 7 or 8X wire diameter. But the point is still scary sharp. And then we have another one that's only in a 20 alt called a monster metal. And it's the same wire, and it's made strictly for giant Goliath grouper, giant tuna, and giant sharks. And the point is just...
Wow.
Severely scary. It's really scary how sharp it is.
I think you live too close to the Gulf because you've come up with all these big old hooks.
Well, the thing is I was born and raised in Florida.
Okay.
In Orlando. And I had the best of both worlds, had East Coast, West Coast, then I had Central, freshwater, saltwater. Yep. And those hooks were back in the day, those hooks were missing. There were still big hooks out there, but they didn't have the open, wide gap that we've put in these hooks. Chunk bait won't jam up between the point and the shank.
Right.
So now you have a wider gap, but you've got some serious strength out of these things.
Yeah, and so when you're talking about sizes, tell people about sizes. Sometimes you see that number on the size, and you think, God, that number's real big, or that number's real small. Tell them. In the increments, how does that work? Because there's some for the hooks and then the treble hooks.
Right.
Okay,
well,
so start with
a lot of it has to do with foreign sizing and American sizing. You can have a 9-alt foreign that's the size of a silver dollar, and then you have a 9-alt that's our version, American version, that would be the size of a small saucer plate.
Okay.
So it has to do with the sizing. So the best way to if anybody is any familiar with a number line,
okay,
if you look at a number line, the numbers to the right always go up, the numbers to the left always go down.
Okay.
So in the center, call that one. Call that size one.
All right.
Okay. To the right, you'd go 1-alt, 2-alt, 3-alt, 4-alt, all the way up to 25 or 26 alt. Depending on what company it is. And below that, then you would go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Okay.
So that one is that center line where anything to the left, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 is smaller, and then to the right is 1-alt, 2-alt, 3-alt, 4-alt, and a bigger. That's the best way to remember it.
Wow, this is great. I'm learning something. And it's like, that's always good.
Yeah, it's just like a number line in math.
Yeah, so
that one is that center line.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about treble hooks. You have different treble hooks.
Right.
You have black nickel, and you have the bleeding red.
The bleeding bait red.
Yep.
Well, the black nickel, obviously a staple. It's been around for forever. And years ago when research was done by my brother, my dad, and a few fisheries biologists, found out the red was a strike-inducing color. And if you walk around any kind of tackle store, I don't care if it's a big box or independent, you're looking at 96% of all the hard baits have some form of red on it, whether it's a shot under the chin, a red dot on the tail, gills, or even in the eye, red eye.
Yep.
But you don't want the fish to hit that. You want them to hit the hook.
Yep.
So put a red bleeding bait treble on the front when you're doing catch and keep, because you get both hooks entangled in a crankbait.
Right.
But if you're doing catch and release, put the treble hook on the back so they won't get that front hook inside.
Right. Gives them something to target.
Gives them a target to line up on.
Uh-huh.
So, but the hooks that we have in Daiichi, our black nickel is a 2X.
Uh-huh.
Our bleeding bait, we have a 2X, a 4X, and a 7X treble.
Okay.
And a 7X treble's for... peacock bass, kingfish. I mean, they're really
big.
Heavy duty, and they go all the way up to 5-alt.
Okay.
Big hooks. But our smaller hooks in treble, in the black nickel and in the light 2X bleeding bait version go down to a size 10 and all the way up to a size 1.
So that niche that you have in there with those hooks, they're actually like replacement hooks for hooks that are on the baits themselves. Right.
A lot of these crankbaits that are put out there, and it's not all of them, but a lot of them have bronze treble hooks.
Can we give them a thumbs down? Is that bad? If we give them a thumbs
no,
down?
No, I mean, I'm not knocking
but
the hooks.
No, there's but the reason why Daiichi is so famous is because of the hook point, the strength, and the tempering of the
treble, so it doesn't bend out under pressure, especially with braid.
And that's the cost of the hook.
Right.
So when you're making a crankbait, you're trying to get it within a price point.
Exactly.
And then, well, we'll use cheaper hooks, but that's good for you because you have a hook for that, even the tournament angler, but even, you know, I know weekend anglers, they don't like losing fish.
No, they
don't.
And
split ring pliers, it's not like it's a secret on how to change a split ring.
That's exactly right.
Very easy, and it just takes whatever time that is for you to replace it. Depends how fast and skillful you are on it.
That's exactly right.
After you do a few, you become a senior engineer.
I've been like this changing treble hooks in my days, and you know the whole idea behind the people that put these cheaper hooks on the cheaper baits is what they are.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's a company out there that uses nothing but Daiichi, and they've been around for 25, 30 years, and that's Yozuri.
Uh-huh.
Yozuri figured it out years ago.
Right.
And they've always put Daiichi on their baits.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so popular, because you don't have to change the hooks. They're already ready.
Yeah, they,
you know,
they have some sharp hooks on there.
Man, they're scary.
On their lures.
They are so scary.
Let's go back to Roadrunner. And
okay.
Even though maybe most people know the history behind on Roadrunners, give us a quick little minute on how Roadrunners, you know, what's the deal behind Roadrunners?
Well, with Roadrunners, it's been proven years ago by fishery biologists and other folks that when a predator is cruising around and he's getting ready to forage for food, he's going to look up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's usually looking for that white belly of his predator.
Okay.
And that predator or that forage bait that predator is going after is looking for that white belly and that flash. So that blade up underneath the chin of a roadrunner helps resemble that sound, flash, and vibration. And the vibration and the sound is what fish pick up on their lateral line.
Right.
So, excuse me, that's where fish pick that up at, and that flash and that sound and that vibration is paramount to success with roadrunners.
Right. Yeah. And you have lots of different, like, materials are trailers.
Sure.
Or bodies, I guess you call them bodies that
yes.
you have on there. So tell them the different type bodies they could get. If they
okay.
were looking to get a Roadrunner, what kind of bodies could they get on it?
Well, I always tell people never to just get one style.
Right.
Marabou tied with just, yep. you know, with the marabou and chenille. Then you have the turbo tail. It's a long tube with tentacles on the end.
Okay.
Then you have the crappie tamer that has a solid tube with rings and a flared tail. Then you have curly tails.
Right.
But if you pick up roadrunners, I always suggest to people get a marabou and a curly tail. And what you're
right.
doing is you are picking up two different types of profiles. And two different frequencies. If one's not working, the other one's probably going to work.
Right.
So if you're not catching anything on a curly tail, throw a marabou at him.
Oh my gosh!
Or maybe you try a copper tamer.
Yep.
Something that throws off a different sound and frequency that fish will pick up on a ladder line. And the other half of that is what blade is on there. Is it an Indiana blade or a willow blade?
And you offer different blades.
And we offer different blades.
Mm-hmm.
So the people have a lot of choice.
Yeah. So tell us about Randy's. Randy Howell's bait.
Oh,
because,
Randy's, man, that's a great
okay,
bait.
So we're getting real close into that shad spawn time.
Absolutely.
So that maybe in the deep south it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, it starts stretching all the way up, as you know, all the way up into Canada. So this is very, it's very pertinent information on that because of his bait. And that's what I like to throw.
I do too.
When the shad are spawning up there in the thing. Easiest bait ever.
Simple.
Like, easiest bait ever.
Well, the thing about Randy's swimming runner is it doesn't have the traditional pony style head to it. It actually has an elongated nose. And the reason why we did that was the plastic that was selected by Randy is a thicker body profile. And what's really cool about this is the tail on the back on the top comes to a point, and on the bottom of the body, the point's on the bottom. So you have inverse triangulation. So those two work in concert with each other and cause a little bit more action, more swimming looking. Plus you have a willow blade on the bottom of it.
Yep.
If you're awesome. If you're throwing it, some things that I tell people in seminars that I do, don't just get one color.
Right.
Get two or three colors.
Okay.
Water clarity, cloud cover, and structure. So you have to look at something like, one of my favorite colors is the bluegill color. That's my favorite, hands down my favorite color. But I will start throwing that. But if it doesn't work, I go to the pearl white or the albino or the copper shiner. So it all depends on all those elements put together. But the bluegill is the first one I throw every time.
And
it's a great color.
And then Roadrunner, most of them come in a package. Mm-hmm. Unless they're just the head itself, but most of them come with a package with just spare body on there.
Yeah, that's what the awesome walleye runner and the Randy swimming runner, and a couple of our crappie baits come with a spare body.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to need it because the fish are going to tear it up.
What happens when you run out of Randy Howell? When we run out of his swim bait body heads?
You can always change it over to something that you have
confidence. So it's okay to change. It's not it's not going to work with that on there.
No, you can change it over to
whatever.
You know, you can put a fluke on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, matter of fact, that's what Casey Ashley won his on.
Right, exactly.
A fluke and a Roadrunner.
And he has a model, too.
And he has a model, too. And that's the traditional pony shape or horse head shape that Roadrunners are patented with.
Right.
But Randy's is just a little bit different because of that body.
Is it still a patented lure?
Yes, it is. It's been patented, 45 years.
Wow.
40 years.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Nobody can copy it. They can copy it, but they can't sell it.
Okay.
And we have lawyers go all over the place and attack those people that try and sell counterfeit Roadrunners. You ain't taking money. You're not going to take any money and food out of our employees' mouths.
There you go. What's the biggest fish you ever caught? On a Roadrunner.
On
a Roadrunner. Saltwater, freshwater, don't care. Biggest one.
Saltwater or freshwater? It would probably have to be about a 70-pound tarpon.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, I was actually snook fishing.
Snook, oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it was like, oh, snook. It looked like the toilet flushed up underneath my lure, and that was down in Fort Myers.
And that just shows you these are like versatile saltwater, freshwater.
Absolutely. How and cool the thing is you know, even our we have one that's called a Bosca Salt Runner. It has a heavier hook on it for redfish and stuff and tarpon and things like that, and trout, flounder, whatnot. So, it's a very versatile bait.
Isn't that way?
Cast and retrieve. That's all you got to do. But you can't ever fish them slow enough.
Can't. That's the tip.
That's the tip. You just got to get that blade to turn.
Right.
Yep. What do you got there, man?
Well, it's time for tackle time, and
cool.
Usually, I have a little help with my co-host, who you know, Mitch Glenn.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't travel with me, so I have to do it myself. So I happen to have this is a Baker. It's a bait breaker, and they have all kinds of different tools or knives that you can use to like this is to cut bait if you were like catfishing or something like that.
Sure.
And so they have all these products, so you can check them out at smithproducts.com. And then also is Pico Lures, and so Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing gear, everything from bass to walleye to crappie, all the game fish Mitch has all those, and so you can check all his products out on picolures.com.
Pico's good stuff.
Yeah, so that takes us to us. If we tried to get some roadrunners, where would we go? Where could you go? And
anybody can go to ttiblakemore.com.
Okay.
Or you can even put in roadrunnerlures.com, and it'll take you right to our website, and you can all just have a shopping good time.
Social media pages?
We have 8 of them.
Okay.
Okay, so we got it. We got the Roadrunner page. We got the Daiichi page. We got the Standout page. We got the Live Shotting page. We got the Real Magic page. We got the Teen Crappie page and the Boss Cat page.
Yeah, and
so there's plenty.
And you go to my website. You can go to my website at www.bradweekman.com, and you can find an article that I just posted about Roadrunners and different the Hair Roadrunners, and even included like the Pro. Bucktail. So that's in there too. So you can find information like that. So it's all good. We appreciate you being on the
show. Absolutely. Anytime. Call me anytime.
You know what? We want you guys all out there to keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water and go out fishing.
Tight lines.